Tim Gossage in the chair for Dwayne here on Dwayne's World. Hope you're enjoying the show as much as we are. Don't forget you can text away on the Temper Text machine, a mattress like no other, 0433 98 11 16, or give us a call, 1300 736 736. Thanks to Werribee Kia. Well, one young man who has certainly been thrust into the spotlight, I'm not too sure whether he's been all that comfortable with it, but he's a confident young man and he's, I'm sure, pleased to be back home in Western Australia. I'm talking about Jordan Clark after his time at the Cats. He's been kind enough to join us after the deal got done yesterday. Jordan, appreciate your time, mate. You must be relieved that's all over.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, certainly relieved to have that deal done and be back home and ready to get to work.
How did you, for the want of a better word, enjoy being very much the name on everyone's media list over the last few days, over the last week, in regards to getting home to WA, when it first was revealed that you were keen to get to the Dockers and they were keen to have you? I mean, how did you deal with the so-called notoriety or the headline making that you had over the last week?
I personally don't read into the media too much, so it didn't really affect me a whole lot at all. And I tried not to get too caught up in all that stuff. I was just talking to the people that I had to talk to and let them go about taking care of the deal and getting the deal done for me. And that being Wellesley and Woolsey at Freo and Jace, my manager. So there was a lot of media about, and I know it can take a toll on some people, but to be honest, I didn't really read into it too much.
Describe your 3 years at Geelong.
Yeah, obviously a really good learning curve. I'm very, very grateful for the time I had there. Got to play with some of the game's best players and one of the greatest in Gary Ablett as well. And that time at Geelong is something I definitely haven't taken for granted, and I'm very, very grateful, as I said before, that I got that opportunity to play there in the last 3 years.
Started in a bit of a blaze of glory. Your first year, you played the 18 games. Injury curtailed your next couple of years. How frustrating was it when you're injured, a long way from home, COVID hits? How tough was it mentally to survive those last couple of years?
Yeah, obviously, I found it pretty tough. Like I said, injury did hit, but I don't like to put that down to why I didn't make or break into the best 22. So I said a few things made tough stuff hard at times, but the last 3 years the club was able to assist me in getting through those periods and really able to grow me as a person and become a better person on and off the field.
Inside that footy team, and you mentioned some of the greats of the game, and we talk of Selwood and Hawkins and Dangerfield and Ablett, I'd love to know, who did you lean on the most? Who sort of was your mentor inside that playing group that you felt you got derived a lot of benefit from?
I think most people probably know the answer to this, and it's Joel. I get along really, really well with Joel and have a really good relationship with Joel still, and I'm very, very thankful for the help he's been able to give me the last 3 years and the guidance he's given me to become a better player and a better person as well. That's something that I will never be able to thank Joel enough for. And I hope that our friendship continues long into the future.
Jordan Clark, our guest on Dwayne's World, the new Freo Docker. A couple of questions are coming up that people want me to ask. I'm going to ask them anyway, but your relationship with Matthew Scarlett, can you lay to rest any animosity? Did you think he marked your card too hard? I mean, was he part of the reason why you were unhappy towards the end not getting a game? I'd just love to know your relationship with Matthew Scarlett.
My personal relationship with Matthew Scarlett, there's no animosity between us two. We could easily have a conversation and get along really well, obviously. Like I've said it many a times, he's a really good coach and was a really good player at a very successful club, and he runs a pretty tight ship back there, and I like to go away and work on a few things in my game, and he was one that was really honest with me at times, and then in the end I moved up into the midfield and played a different role and couldn't quite break into that midfield at the time, so I think a bit of that got a bit overplayed, but me and Scarlo's relationship by no means is real toxic or anything like that.
And then when you talk about things getting overplayed, I want you to tell me your conversation you had with Stephen Wells. And I know, I'm sure you've been asked it already today, and you've probably been asked by your mates and family. Did you hang up on Stephen Wells? And can, how does that story gather momentum if it's not true?
Yeah, well, that's what I'd love to know, Goss. It's funny. A few of my mates asked me about it, and I said, oh, I actually wish I did hang up on him. It would have been a great story. But no, I didn't. I didn't hang up on Wellesley, and our conversation was far from heated. We had a very respectful and calm conversation, and it was more on the basis of Wellesley asking me how I was going and just checking in with me. So I'm not sure how that gathered momentum, but when I saw it come out, I just laughed at it and just thought, "Wowee!" So it was a funny one, but I'd love to know how it got legs.
So what was the conversation then? How does that become such a big thing where a young man who has an argument or a conversation allegedly with one of the most respected men in the game, and it gets out that you had an argument and hung up on him and there were terse words said. Can you just tell us what the conversation was, or for the best part, the theme of the conversation?
Yeah, like I said just before, me and Wellesley had a phone call, like I said, he was just checking in with me more on how I was going and dealing with this period that I was going through, with the full understanding that it can be tough for a young person to go through. So that was more the basis around our conversation. It turns how it got out, and I'm not entirely sure, and that's what the club and my manager were doing a lot of work on yesterday. I was trying to get to the bottom of it, but they couldn't somehow. So we don't know, and we'll never really know the answer to that. But Wellesley and I, we have a very good relationship, and we left on pretty good terms.
All righty. Now, what areas of the game, of Jordan Clark's game, do you have to work on? A lot of people say it's disposal and you can't turn the footy over. I'm sure you work hard on that, and football and being a mid is a high-pressure situation. Is that one area you genuinely have to work on? And how is your fitness? I know you've had some problems with the shoulder and the like and the wrist and a few other niggles. How are you as far as a package is concerned arriving to Fremantle?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few injuries in the last couple of years, and I'm putting them behind me now. My body's feeling really good. I feel pretty strong, and there's a lot of people that criticise the way you play and games and what you need to work on, and from what I need to work on, I haven't really sat down with Freo yet and asked them what they see in me that I need to work on. But yeah, obviously disposal is an area that I usually would love to pride myself on, but going back probably the last 12 months, I did let myself down with a few finishing touches here and there, and I also probably put it down to a bit of confidence. But like you said, you touched on it, it's something that I'd like to work on, and there's probably a few other areas as well. But I haven't pinpointed anything at the moment, but I'll sit down with Freo, JL and that, and we'll go through some stuff and earmarks and stuff that I should go after this pre-season.
Do you subscribe to this theory that GMHBA Stadium doesn't suit the Jordan Clark style of game? You like to get out in the open space and run, and maybe Optus Stadium, where you're going to play half your games every year, probably going to suit your game style. Geelong's game style probably didn't suit Jordan Clark. Do you subscribe to that theory?
No, I don't subscribe to that theory. At the end of the day, a footy oval is a footy oval with goalposts at each end. And, if you're not breaking into the 22, you're just not in the 22 because you haven't been playing well enough. And I don't really subscribe to the size of the ground and try to make excuses like that. I just probably put it down to me not playing good enough footy at time to get picked. And that's how I'd like to put it.
You are going to be in Fremantle's best 22. Ideally, what position?
Yeah, I'd love to say I would be in Freo's best 22, but I've told many people, you never guaranteed anything. You still got to get to work, and if I'm lucky enough to play in their best 22, I'd love to be playing off half-back.
Very much an Adam Chera position. Last couple for you before we let you go. Jordan Clark, our guest, the new Fremantle Dockers recruit coming home, or he already is home. Have you heard from Chris Scott since the deal got done?
Yeah, Scotty probably called me about half an hour ago, and we just said he wished me all the best in the future, and just said that he would have loved me to stick around the club, but no, he wished me all the best, and yeah, we, like I said, me and Scotty left on pretty good terms. I respect him very highly as a coach.
What number are you going to wear down at Frio? Have you found that out yet?
Nothing official yet, but I do have my eyes on the number I was wearing at the Cats, that's for sure.
Okay, well, yes, Rhys Conker has left. He has retired. So, yeah, number six is available. And when do you get down to work, mate? And you probably haven't really ever stopped. Of course, you've been back in Perth, so it's a bit of, you've had a bit of freedom. When do you actually get down to the nitty-gritty of becoming a Fremantle Docker?
Yeah, I called through the building this morning and sat down to get my program sorted out, and I think I'll be straight into a running session tomorrow morning.
No time to waste. Hey, good on you, mate. Congratulations. A belated welcome back home. I know Dad and the family will be absolutely thrilled to have their boy home. It's been a frustrating 3 years, in particular the last couple, through various forms, of course, of COVID and injury. But welcome home. It's a great pickup by Fremantle, and all the very best, mate. And may you put your head down and bum up and get some results. Well done.
Thanks, Scott.
Good man, Jordan Clark, a fine young talent, and really is a talent, comes from a good stock of family as well. And we look forward to seeing him in action if you're a Fremantle fan. If you're a Geelong fan, what are your thoughts there, what you heard in regards to Jordan Clark right there, whether it be his relationship with Wells and Scarlett and Scott and Selwood? Love to get your reaction. Let us know on the Temper text line 0433981116 or 1300 736 736. Been busy. News is next.